thank you for all our many, many blessings. Father, I pray that you will help this board to always make the best decisions for Taylor County. Father, I pray for the men and women in green and blue that you will protect them while they're protecting us. These and all other things we ask in your precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm wrong. Maybe in a minute I'll figure out how to do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to read the resolution by title only.
Okay, we have a motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Go ahead, Commissioner Russell.
A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, opposing Proposal 95 and supporting all legislative effort to protect and strengthen the rights of Florida citizens to govern themselves under municipal home rule powers. Confirmed upon them by the Florida Constitution, providing for legislative findings and intent, providing for servility and an effective date. What is that? Severability?
Severability. You didn't do it.
And an effective date.
It's pretty explanatory. Does anybody have anything else to say about it? We want to protect our home rule, be able to make our decisions as many as we can for our county. I believe Tallahassee, Midland, and everything that we try to do, we know our people, we know our county, we know what we need and what to go with it.
Amen.
I think if they do this, I think it's unconstitutional. With regard to the Florida Constitution, and I think hopefully if they pass it, there'll be a challenge to it. It's just one more thing that they're trying to do. And you know, you always say, well, it's Tallahassee. No, it's the people that go to Tallahassee that do this, and it's from it's just really upsetting to me as being a small government lawyer for all these years, because again, who is better attuned to determine what your place where you live and work and breathe, and it's up to y'all, you know, and it's up to your constituents. It's just, and they're doing it not only on the state level, but they're doing it on the federal level too. And they don't seem to listen to the people.
But they have no opponents, a lot of them, and they keep get reelected and reelected.
Gerrymandering. That's what they did. You know, there was a case that just came out of North Carolina where the districts that they, the way they did the districts was just, it's just unreal. So, that's all I got to say.
I think the more that you send to Tallahassee, the greater the regulations agree with it on this board, and there's nothing that you can do about it once it gets to Tallahassee, goes back to this board. So the best way to stop it is stop it before it begins.
That's right.
And I think this is the only thing we can do here is oppose it. And I know other small counties have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I can't see nothing for us to do but this.
Well, I really feel like that Chris Miller with the Small County Coalition and Florida Association of Counties, if it does pass, I'm sure I feel like that there would be lawsuits coming from those two organizations. And, you know, Chris Miller, you know, he really...
He works hard at it.
He does. I mean, your phone blows up with his emails, but they're good. You know, they're very informative, and Chris does a really good job. Anybody else have anything to say?
I just don't understand the mindset of them wanting to do this to start with. It's really, they've got enough to worry about up there in Tallahassee. Put something else on the plate.
Yeah, they need to be working on the opioid.
Yeah, they need to sweep around their own back door.
Right. Now, this all arose from the Constitutional Revision Commission, did it not?
Correct.
And I'm just really surprised that this distinguished group of people would find this of great importance to do for us. It's a long way from being passed. If it's on the ballot, it has to be voted on and passed by 60%. But I agree with Commissioner Russell. I think the time ahead this is off is before it gets passed. The way you kill a snake is you stomp his head off right quick.
That's a good way to express it.
Maybe you put that in a resolution.
That's what I was thinking.
Madam Chair, I move the resolution.
Second. Be it rejected. Did we send this resolution up?
Yes, I move that we send it.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, a second by Commissioner Russell. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Commissioner Russell, you had something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I just wanted to notify Mr. Booth that we're moving. I'm cutting the hours on mine and increasing the pay of the people at his site by $1 an hour. And I'm moving his people from his garbage site to mine.
Okay, just don't mess with my people in my district
because
mine are doing very well, too.
There's another thing that's up there. I don't know how many of y'all read Chris doing good things, but I think the time change, I think they ought to take one time and leave it alone.
I read that.
And I think if we could do some kind of, just a memorandum to them, telling them that we concur with the fact that we just do one all over the state of Florida. I don't care if it's daylight time or standard time.
Yeah.
But I know other states have done it. And I can name you two or three of them. They go back Eastern Standard Time, that's all they have.
Well, I think there's pros and cons either way. I know with the Standard Time, it's dark in the morning for children going to school. And I think that probably plays a big part on it. Of course, we drop ours off, so it doesn't matter. But I guess, you know, with the other ones. But, yeah, I mean, I don't particularly care for daylight savings time.
It's dark right now.
It's 7:00.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, when they pick up their kids on the beach road.
Well, yeah, when they pick them up.
Yeah, Monday morning,
it's dark. And I think we ought to notify our group of people that we're still a small county and that we need help with our roads and the infrastructure in the entire county. That if they want to help us grow, help us be larger than life, as they say, and we want to do the things they want us to do in order to be that way, they need to send us money in order to do things like this. And I think if we don't do nothing else, Madam Chairman, if you need a motion, second, you send them a letter stating that to our representative and let them put it in the budget that they give us additional money.
We can't do that today because it's not on the agenda, but if you want to put that on the next agenda,
that's fine
for our regular board meeting for consideration.
That's fine with me. I just feel like it needs to be done. I mean, years ago we used to go to Tallahassee and we walk around and talk to each other.
And you can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have legislative day every year when we all go up there and take our continuing education. When is that?
It's coming up soon.
Coming up pretty soon.
Do we have a day?
Do they feed you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometime in February.
Well, just so the day I can go ahead and mark my calendar.
Yeah.
But anyway, on that day, it's our opportunity to go and in the Capitol and talk to all of them. But, you know, I think that we should be in contact with them throughout the year, not just on that one day.
Yeah, I do too. That one day means that there's going to be 25 counties standing there asking for the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And if we send them a letter, that letter's sticking there, hey, they care enough to write us a letter. I just think it's much better to do it that way myself.
Right. I contacted one representative on Monday. I can't write now his name.
Aussie.
Huh?
I was in
this
year.
No, this one is not our representative. He's from the Sarasota area. His name right now, but anyway, he is pushing a bill to limit prescription days. You know, they're proposing in one case a 3-day limit. And of course, all the surgeons are, you know, there's backlash from the surgeons saying that 3 days is not enough. As a matter of fact, a Dr. Hutchinson from Tallahassee is one of the main ones that's opposing that, because he said he has people from Alabama that come to Tallahassee for surgery with him, and to give them a 3-day supply would make it very inconvenient for them to have to come back if they need a 5 or a 7-day supply. And so I contacted this representative to, you know, basically to tell him that I agreed and supported his bill and anything that I could do. So if y'all get the opportunity to chime in on that, I'd really appreciate it.
Where's he from?
He's from Sarasota.
What he's probably trying to do is limit the amount that's given out, because when the people don't need it, they sell it.
Yeah, he's saying a 3-day supply, and which, I mean, that's what, every time I've talked to Montford Bashirs and a group in Tallahassee that I've spoken to and some other people, that's one of the things that I've said. Don't give 90 pills. Give a very limited supply, because these things are so addictive. They get you before you know it.
They'll be on the street 4 weeks out.
Yeah. But is that out to continent
hydrocodone and all that kind
of stuff? Oh, yeah. Percocet, hydrocodone, and all of that. So, you know, anyway.
One more thing. I'd like for all of you, and I can't take you, I would, to ride the steam activity at 4th Avenue and 5th Avenue. It was done with Millie. There was a 4-inch layer put on there with Millie, and it's an excellent road. They turned out real good. They are not as smooth as a regular highway, but as far as there's bumps, but the bumps can be leveled out and repacked. And the two things we're missing are the water truck and the machine. We had a water truck, I guess they sold it. And the machine put it down, and we had that, and I guess they sold it. But if you'll go look at it, we cover a lot of ground and a little bit of money. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Russell, if you have any money that you have to make in her account, pass it my way. I could really use some in my district.
Where would you put it? I don't mind having it.
I
got 71 children on the road in my district.
I got pretty close to that. I mean, you and I have the most, but anyway. Anything else that we want to talk about
today? I'm going to make a new promise, Ted, at the cleaning up supervisor elections yard.
Yeah, we've got it set up when to do the painting. We don't have the crew out there yet. We got them set up to go out there and do the painting and do that kind of underbrush removal.
I walk around to them. We just need to get some manpower out there, clean up, erect the yards, and put a little sod or whatever we're going to do out there by the street.
Yeah.
We're hoping for next week.
Yeah.
He's got to finish up a few things that he's doing, and then next week he should be able to get started on all that.
The asphalt work's been done. There's still a sidewalk that needs to be laid, concrete work.
I thought I saw that thing. I kind of eyeballed it.
Unless they did it today. I went out there yesterday.
No, I didn't know that. I just came back.
Okay.
Not that you did too, but one more thing for you. I know nobody else had any problem with it but me. But if I didn't get any calls on garbage, I wouldn't get any hardly any calls at all.
I wouldn't get the trash on the roof.
I hate to be this, but I'm tired of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's got to be a solution to it somewhere or another.
Yeah. We're tired of it too.
No doubt what a Warner is. I mean, but it seems like in my area, we're 50 miles south, and those people don't know how to come to Perry, that we maybe need to set up a day just to go to the Senior Community Center and pass out these things. I know that's asking a lot, but under the same token, they pay $140 like everybody else.
Well,
they
can get them
at, miles away.
They can't, they're not getting them at the roll-off site.
Yeah, that was the art roll-off attendants here are passing them out. I've seen them passing them out.
That's exactly the reason why we're going to move his to my district and mine to his district.
They pass out the cards at the roll-off sites.
So you've got roll-off attendants in your district that are not passing them out? Is that what you're saying?
I got some
I got some. It's not about doing trying to manage it. Now, you understand what I'm saying? Now, I've tried to intentionally not do that. But I got real off attendance in my side, and my district is telling me, you want to get a book to where Danny Grinder's at? He'll give it to you. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. If I heard that once in the last week, I've heard that 50 times. That's true. I only called you once about it, isn't that true? But I am deathly ill of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you know what? We shouldn't have to make a special effort to go set up to hand them out when you've got something in place that. So I would think that's a staffing issue that needs to be.
Madam Chairperson, I've been dealing with this individual for quite a while. He's not the most easily person to deal with, if you understand what I'm saying. It's not that he's not there every day. It's not that he doesn't try to do a good job. It's not that he doesn't pick the garbage up. None of that. But his job, he feels like, is to get up and say, put it in number one, put it in number three, put it in number two, put it in number four. That's his job. That's the extent of it. That's what he was hired for. That's the way he feels. I'm not the one to go down there and train. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I've been in there and heard some things he said that I would have never said. You know? So.
Frankie, pretty bad, eh?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. You think?
Mr. Lakey, could you please check on that? Just so, because somebody's there.
He knows about it.
And
he
on
knows
time,
what I'm talking about.
There's other things that go into doing the job that is serving the public. That's what we're all here for.
Customer service.
Frank, I did hear you say you did show up and open up the landfill. We had a landfill that didn't get open until Sunday afternoon.
I heard about it.
Anything else?
The Florida Legislative Day, the main day is Wednesday, February the 7th.
We February
just handed
7th.
That out to y'all, yeah.
And that's the day, are we signed up to do the continuing ed? What do we need to do?
The ethics workshop, if you need that, is February the 6th.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And then there is a workshop on growth management February the 8th.
February 6th is ethics.
Ethics, huh?
Yeah. Everybody want to attend that?
Yes. Might as well get it out of the way.
Yeah, I'd say to sign us
everyone?
All up.
Okay.
Commissioner Russell, can you go?
I'm sure I can.
Okay, that's the way I'm going.
What day of the week is the 6th? That's on Monday?
That's on a Tuesday. February 6th, yeah.
And we got a workshop on the 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ethics will be in the same place.
It's at the FSU Turnbull Conference.
Yeah, that's at the same place.
And the 7th is Legislative Day.
That's the main day, you know. They have a briefing in the morning and the.
Now, the ethics starts at 8 in the morning or is it an afternoon session?
Ethics starts at 1 p.m.
1 o'clock.
Wow.
1 to 6.
And you better stay there all the time or they won't give you
credit. And if anybody else, on Thursday, there's the Growth Management Workshop, if anybody needs that or wants to take that. And then on Friday, there's the Financial Management Workshop.
When is the Governor's Club dinner?
The legislative reception, if that's what you're talking about, is Wednesday. I don't know about any dinners or anything.
Anything else?
No.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?